Time now to catch up with Jeff from Acela Wine. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning, Peter. Good morning to all your listeners.
Oh, mate, what a wonderful weekend we had.
Yeah, we did, yes. They put on a fantastic show down at the Twilight Market, Peter. The old, for your listeners that weren't aware of it, the Alliance Française in Newcastle had a Twilight Market at the train station, or I guess they just call it the station now. And, I think they predicted 5,000 people. I would think they had it, Peter, but it was great. The vendors were happy. Everybody was happy. They ran out of food. Many people did, and we ran out of wine.
See, you got punished, you see. You got punished. You run it. And the dear people selling the French crepes next door, the smell was wafting across where we were set up next to you. And the young lad come in and he said, mate, he said, we've run out of food. I said, you serious? Yeah. He'd run out of eggs. I said, look, duck up to the supermarket and get some, but they never bothered. But then what a fantastic afternoon.
Yes, it was. And, it's such a great, great location. I mean, it... for those that haven't been down to see what's been going on or taking the new light rail down to the station down that way, it's absolutely fantastic. The only little criticism, Peter, is parking. Parking in that entire area is a real problem.
And why you take the light rail.
Exactly. Yeah, a large part of the parking problem is, but because it's an attractive area with the park and the walkways along the river there, and then over to Nobby's Beach and around that area there, it's a really, really nice venue. So, and we had a great day. We met some lovely people. We stayed with our French friends actually from Quebec, Canadian. Quebecois friends we've had for a very long time, and they're friends of Acela as well. But we had a French immersion weekend, Peter.
Fantastic. Well, now that you had such a good time there, I think we should share the opportunity of organic wine.
We should, Peter. And there was certainly it was quite funny actually when I turned up to the show to unpack our marquee and everything. One of the Alliance Française older gentlemen that was on the gate, I said, Acela organic wine. And he said, only French wine's allowed in here. And I said, it's funny you should mention that because virtually all wine is French.
Yeah. And with a name like Acela, he was going to stop you coming in?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because we all know, actually, we have one Portuguese variety, Peter, which, of course, is Verdelho.
That's right.
Chardonnay and Semillon, or Semillon, as the French call it, and, the other wines are of French origin as well. So I think Shiraz, not originally of French origin, but I'm not really sure. But many of them are, and they're named after areas that are in France, of course.
Well, I don't see the objection there, and I'll tell you what, judging by the reaction of people there at the weekend, what a knockout, mate. They had a ball.
They did. And look, the participants, the exhibitors, the food vendors and that, they're all very, very happy. And it goes to show you, Peter, the terrorist, regulations are such, they had trains and trucks parked to stop people, crazy people in the world from driving through areas like that and killing a bunch of people. It's heating up. It was such a really well-behaved crowd and such a great, great example for Newcastle, really.
It's nice to see the cups coming out there. Milk and tea, please.
Yeah, exactly. And I didn't really see a heavy law enforcement. Mind you, we were busy, as you know. No time to breathe, Peter, almost. But I didn't see a huge police presence there at all. crowd was self-regulating and very hungry, but Peter, they must have come from somewhere.
Yes, as I said earlier when I was talking to you, I was looking forward to one of those crepes, but unfortunately they sold out by the time I got around to it.
I know. I was talking to the, you were talking to the ones on our left, and I was talking to the guys on the right,
uh-huh.
And they ran out of food as well, but they'd been at an event somewhere earlier in the day, because this one started at 4 o'clock, and they hadn't intended to reuse, you know, like to carry on with the food that they'd had earlier in the day, because they'd packed it up, you know, and they ended up having to go and get it as well. So yeah,
mm-hmm.
It was great, really great, great time, great people, and had a nice weekend. So
all right, mate, you've been flipping through news items and articles. What have you come up with this week?
Well, it's a really interesting one, Peter. And again, and I know our listeners may even be sick of my talking about new antibiotics. I mean, we went 30 years with no new antibiotics, Peter, and the World Health Organization, in fact, the UN, said the greatest threat to mankind in their report about 4 or 5 years ago was the development of drug-resistant bacterias, and the fact that there's been no new antibiotics for nearly 30 years. They said that was the greatest threat to the existence of mankind. That's how serious a problem this is, Peter, because we have millions of people dying from drug-resistant bacteria. So we've had some good news over the last little while, because they have discovered a whole bunch of new antioxidants, and they've been able to do that, Peter, using computers.
That's right.
And you recall just recently they found some that they dump, truckloads, because most of these antibiotics come out of swamps, Peter. They dump truckloads of swamp mud in, and it runs through a processing system where the computer analyzes everything, and they find these new bacteria, and then they study them and see how resistant they are. Excuse me. This one, it was also, this came out of MIT, Peter, this past week, and this one's also artificial intelligence, and this is going to be great for a lot of people, such as my dear wife, because she has drug-resistant bacterial problems, as many, many people do. And in her case, Peter, it was because of too much antibiotics. Because,
yep,
as you know, Barbara traveled for over 20 years in Arctic Canada. She's been to nearly every small community, indigenous people, right from the Inuit through right across the north in Canada for many, many years. And of course, there are a lot of parasites up there, and a lot of problems with the water, some areas, problems with the fish. And I think the local people must have some sort of, you know, immunity built up over forever. But of course, the result for Barbara was that she was on antibiotics all the time. And eventually, of course, her system overloaded and revolted. So, and a lot of people are in that boat, unfortunately.
Yes, a former neighbor that used to live upstairs from me here, every time she's got a sniffle or a cough, she goes to the doctor and gets antibiotics.
Yeah.
And I said, no, what you've got is a virus, and antibiotics don't treat that. You know, one day you are going to need them, and they won't work for you.
Yes, and that is a problem. Doctors prescribe it, of course, to stop pneumonia or secondary bacterial infection, but I think they'd be well advised, and they do, of course, because that's their guidelines, not to prescribe antioxidants in such cases, unless secondary
antibiotics.
Antibiotics, yeah. Got antioxidants on the brain, Peter. That's what we all need, right?
Well, we need something, that's for sure.
Anyway, this system developed by MIT is a super analyzer. The computer model that they developed at MIT can screen more than 100 million compounds in just a couple of days.
Amazing.
And what it is designed to do is pick up potential antibiotics using any mechanism other than existing drugs, existing antibiotics. So,
yep.
And they found a couple. They found one in particular, and they called it, I'm just going to find it, Hallison's effectiveness. They call it Hallison. They found several others. They of course, tested it on all types of bacteria. It worked on every single drug-resistant bacteria except a very rare type of lung pathogen.
Mm.
And it developed, the important thing about this one is, Peter, and I had highlighted this, and I know we're spending a lot of time on it, but this, the particular bacteria, and of course E. coli is one of the really dastardly UTI infections that's becoming more and more prevalent worldwide, actually, and it's extremely antibiotic resistant. But what they did is they found that in a 30-day period, in testing against the drug-resistant E. coli, in this study, I'm just reading it sort of here as I go along, it showed no resistance at all, E. coli, no drug, no antioxidant, antibiotics.
You're going to do it, aren't you?
Right.
Pardon me.
To E. coli, compared to other antibiotics, current antibiotics, ciprofloxacin, which is one they use, and it developed drug resistance in 3 days, Peter.
Heavens.
And after 30 days, the standard antibiotic was 200 times more resistant. You know, so we're talking about a drug that's a panacea, basically. They tested it on mice, and the mice, it killed it within 24 hours.
Haven't.
The researchers, the mice were infected with a bacterium that has infected U.S. soldiers stationed in the Middle East. And, yeah, it's a strain of, and I won't say whatever it is, very resistant to antibiotics. And an application, single application of Hallison-containing ointment completely cleared the infection within 24 hours. So this is what we need, Peter.
We need more research, more work.
Exactly. And I, you know, it's great to read because it is dear to us, but it's not just us, Peter, many, many people. And they don't talk about some of these flesh-eating disease ones we have no defense against whatsoever, Peter, but these artificial intelligence machines, they can be programmed to find almost anything, and they're analyzing at such an incredible rate. This compound, by the way, is known, and it was developed and trialed originally for, and I may be wrong here, but I think it might have even been diabetes, Peter, and it didn't work, or it was rejected, or it wasn't effective enough. So, but this computer is able to look at all drugs, including a lot of those that are already available for other applications.
Amazing. It's nice to see that they're actually using systems that they've developed now.
Yeah, it is. And some of these drugs that they're testing, of course, are already approved, right? So,
yeah, doesn't matter that.
Yeah, it's great. Anyway, it's that was the most important thing. Peter, there are so many. As you know, I read about probably 30 or 50. I try and restrict what we talk about to either great information like that development of the new antibiotic, or something that relates to food, or to, you know, something that is in our diet, or And we see that all the time, Peter, relating diet to, you know, to disease and to development of all types of obesity and cancers and heart disease and that. And it, there is a lot of research being done on it, but we try and restrict ourselves because we don't want to bore our people, Peter.
No, I agree. Totally agree. And we don't bore them when they're enjoying organic wine, neither.
Exactly. That's the other answer, Peter, to a healthy diet, right?
Yes, yes.
We've talked many, many times, and maybe we should donate a show again back to the reasons why we need to have a glass of wine to have a healthy diet, and particularly organic wine. As we know, non-organic wine, according to Peter, has an average of 15 carcinogens and endocrine disruptors in it, and pesticide levels, on average, 230 times what's allowed in drinking water by law. So,
heavens.
And yet it's allowed in wine. It basically is not a pleasant cocktail, and that's why your body reacts so sternly, Peter, giving you eventually a headache. And for people that are sensitive, there's a class of chemicals in non-organic wine called endocrine disruptors, main endocrine system being your thyroid, which is a master control of a type for your heart rate, blood pressure, and body temperature. And many people, Peter, with sensitive thyroids palpitate and blush or flush very quickly, and that's because of the chemicals in the wine. Nothing to do with the alcohol, just the chemicals that are in it, Peter. So if you
they get very pleasantly and get a headache as well.
Exactly. And if you want to have a glass of wine, that's fine. But if you have a nice glass of organic wine, Peter, you don't have those problems of ingesting all those chemicals and the effects they have on your body. And so, you know, it seems like an intelligent decision.
And, well, Grandma had it right. I mean, when you look back at some of the foods, you know, that you get from the markets and everything else, and organic wine in there as well, we were pretty healthy in those days.
We were, Peter. We've only really been using chemicals on food for 100 years, and look what we've done.
Yeah, I know, destroyed it.
We destroyed the food, but we've destroyed the human race almost. If you look at the statistics, and we've talked about them many, many times, the difference between people, that study that came out of Paris, people that are eating or trying to eat particularly vegetables and foods that are not chemically treated or sprayed, and those that don't care. They did a 20-year study, Peter, and you recall they published the results in a little less than 5 years, because some of the disease rates of the top people were 400% higher than the people in the group that were trying to eat healthily. And I think they were concerned that the four groups they had divided them up in, that the bottom group was statistically going to disappear.
That's right, and we don't need that.
No. So we talk to our listeners all the time, try and give them the information to make intelligent decisions, Peter. But that's one intelligent decision they can make, and that is to try and find farm-fresh fruit and vegetables. You go to your market, your farmer's market on Sunday morning, just look the guy in the eye and say, did you spray those fruits and vegetables? If he says yes, you go to the next guy until somebody says no. And many, many of those people are at those markets don't spray, Peter, because they have small gardens and they go around with the old hoe and hoe out their weeds. And, you know, they do what my brother-in-law used to do to my son when he was about 5, pay him for each cabbage moth that he catches.
That works. Yeah, that works.
It's better than spraying, Peter.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so you can. It's a little bit of an effort. You've got to get up early Sunday morning to beat all the healthy people down to the market. But you can find it if you just choose to look. I mean, we've talked about it before. Sure, chemicals make some of those fruits and vegetables that are on display in Coles and Woolworths look good. But The research studies show that any sprayed fruit or vegetable can have 30 to 50% less antioxidants in it, Peter, which is the nutrition in fruits and vegetables. So
sure.
You don't only get the poisons from the sprays that they're treated with, but you're getting less nutrition.
Which really, if they're going to do that, it's a total waste of time to have it.
It is. I mean, you know, some of the farmers market stuff, you know, may not look like uniform in size and, you know, prettily polished up and that, but it's a lot more healthy to eat than to eat some of those fruits and vegetables that have been mass produced with chemicals.
And steam them, don't boil them.
Yes, we've talked about that. Many, many of the vegetables, their nutrition is destroyed if you boil them. Some of that you recover if you eat it as soup. And there's quite a few vegetables we've talked about, Peter, particularly tomatoes. Lycopene in tomatoes, a very important antioxidant. If you don't stir-fry it or bake it in some manner, you only get 4% of the benefit of a tomato.
No wonder we're putting on weight.
Yes, and cabbages and those types of foods, Peter, you need to steam those to release what you're seeking for. For example, in broccoli, we're seeking the sulforaphane, which is the anti-cancer agent that's in those types of vegetables and well-documented as effective if you eat it raw. And, of course, many people do. You look at plates all the time and you see raw broccoli and raw cauliflower, those things.
Carrot.
And cabbage, of course.
Yeah.
You do not get the antioxidant benefit of those foods unless you steam them, Peter.
All right, let's get some benefits with organic wine, mate. People can get that delivered to them.
Yes, free delivery Australia-wide. You can go online at cellarwines.com.au or call us here at the Vineyard, 657-45275. Happy to come visit. Weather's been fantastic. It's so green here now that, you know, the grass, and we can't keep up to it, Peter. We've had no grass for so long because of the drought.
Yeah.
And now it's beautiful everywhere.
Fantastic. All right, mate. Lovely to catch up with you.
Yeah, same here, Peter. We'll catch up with you next week.
Certainly will. Jeff from A Cellar Wine. That's acellarwines.com.au.